Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Now here's a question. Did you ever forget what day it was? Watch a TV program all the way through, forgetting you've seen it before? Make a cup of tea when there's a fresh cup steaming on the table next to you? Go to the shop and forget why you went? Get on the wrong bus? If you answered yes to any of these, good for you. All it proves is that you're not an elephant, because elephants never... Oh, it's no good. It's gone. What's that phrase? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, don't worry. It'll come back to me. Meanwhile, have a nice Sunday. It is Sunday, isn't it? Come to think of it, calling every day of the week something day isn't much help, is it? Surely we'd remember them more easily if they had proper names, like the names they give to storms. So Sunday could be Eric, Monday Marge, Tuesday Chewbacca, and so on, etc., etc., etc. Oh yes, Storm Kevin. I'm liking this idea. Though it wouldn't have to be too windy, or people might get the wrong idea about my flatulence, which, I must point out, only happens 3 times a day after meals. Yeah, so that's a good idea. Hang on. Where was I?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Things to do on Monday. Simply choose one of the following. Lie in bed all day and pretend to be ill. PlayStation, MP3, Lucozade. Or perhaps swim, gym, shower, healthy salad, loud music, sleep. Or how about TV, TV, burger, TV, TV, chocolate, TV, TV. Alternatively, prayers, hymns, meditation, free hug, or even a tree hug, yoga, glass of water, brackets, filtered, close brackets. Maybe you'd prefer a day consisting of bacon, butty, pub, sleep, movie, wine, roast, dinner, TV. Or how about this combination? Cold shower, walk, flower pressing, wine making, sewing. I bet some of you would go for car wash, fence painting, lawn mowing, drive sweeping, garden gnome refurbishment. Some of you might even fancy sex, booze, food, movie, not necessarily in that order. Or play football, watch football, fall asleep on sofa. Read classic novel, watch period drama, sit by open fire, write love poems. The first and best correct answer wins his or her choice of the perfect Sunday. This competition is conducted under official royal rules, which means anyone related to the King or once met John Giddings and is hoping for a free VIP festival ticket is absolutely no chance of winning. Get down, Rover.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And now, Invasion Force. No, I'm not talking about another Steven Seagal film in which our hero plays a brick wall which people throw knives at and blast with cannons. Oh no, I'm going back into the darkest recesses of my artifacts, discovering top-secret memos about the top-secret invasion to regain my throne as King, President, and Chief Traffic Warden of the Isle of Kevin. Yes, I'm delving into the past, and you can travel with me now. Here we are, deep in conference in the Chicken and Egg pub, where the pie and chips, incidentally, come in no particular order because the kitchen staff don't know which comes first. I noted in my diary that the girls were out shopping. Doris came back with a tiara from Poundland that I'm sure had seen duty as a bull's nose ring. Rose opted for a red velvet number with a neckline so plunging you could see her varicose veins. And Flossie bought herself a pair of leather hot pants, which I promised to buff up later. The plan was that they would buy me a set of new clothes that would make me look kingly. I suggested a trip to Topman, but they said quite rightly that other fashion stores are available, though they thought the charity shop would be about the right look for me. Oh well, the point is that I made a note at that time that said, "We're going in next week." And I put a secret memo on the public notice board inviting any more offers of support for my invasion force. I told them, "You shall be rewarded with a seaside apartment, a basket of fruit in your room, chocolate on your pillow, though we will wash your pillow next morning, and possibly a used but slightly fluffy bathrobe. Oh, and volunteers will also qualify for one of my unique rent dogs." About which more another time. Yes, journey into the past with me next week as I bring you more news about the historic occasion when I invaded the island and made it my own. Toodaloo. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. I'll be back next week at 6 o'clock as well. So every Monday, 6 till 7. Coming up, lots of great music, lots of great shows, right through the night and into the morning here on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. Thanks for listening in for the last hour. I'll be back next week. See you then. Bye.